Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Six times these two teams have gone head-to-head. The Buckeyes walking away with five wins. That's right, five wins against the Washington Huskies in this, you know, history, big history between these two franchises, two schools, sorry. NIL, all that stuff, they're franchises. Let's be honest now. Ohio State taking on Washington 3:30 tomorrow. We need more information. Where do we turn? There's no question. He puts the Ohio in Ohio State Buckeyes. I don't know what he does. He's Tim May. Hi, Tim. How are you?
What's up, buddy?
Pretty good. Pretty good, man. What's up? I hope it's a stock market, but I don't know.
Are you in Seattle
and,
already?
Number
or no?
Three.
Yes.
I got about 3 hours sleep. I arrived at SeaTac Airport at midnight and finally got my rental car about 1:30, 1:45. So I'm not in a really good mood. That's 1:30, 1:45 PDT. Not EDT.
Okay,
hey, by the way, are you sure about that? Are you sure about that series? Because I know I've seen Washington beat Ohio State twice.
I got 5-1 here. I'm looking at the Ohio State. Unless this is this an old thing I'm looking at? I don't know.
I don't know, but I know Ohio State got beat 40-7 out here in '86. I covered that game, and then in '94, I thought they got beat out here. Maybe I'm wrong.
Hang on, I'm looking. '94, '95, they lost. 26-16. You're correct on that. I'm looking at OhioStateBuckeyes.com. Unless this hasn't been updated. Oh, maybe it hasn't been updated. I'm looking at. I have no idea. Do I need to give Jerry Emick a call? I don't know what's going on.
I know I've seen Washington beat Ohio State twice. Is what I'm saying.
So, right, maybe I'm just missing it.
I don't want your viewers who are getting ready to put down their last minute wagers.
Hang on.
To be skewed one way or the other. I know in '94 I was out here, and Terry Glenn came out a day later because he had to get something straight with his academics or whatever. But in '94, I remember writing a story about how Eddie George kept running up the backs of his offensive linemen because he was impatient to get going and become the player he became a year later when he won the Heisman Trophy. And I know in '86 I wrote a story coming back on our plane. You remember our planes?
Yes, I remember our plane.
Yeah, but we were coming back, and matter of fact, the pilots took us out over, I think it was the year they took us out over Mount St. Helens, and we turned left. That was a great thing about having your own airplane back then. But I remember writing a story about how Earl Bruce, I'm not sure this is going to last or whatever, you know, basically because they'd been beaten by Alabama in the kickoff classic in 86, 16-10, and then got whipped out here 40-7.
Yeah, you're right. It's nine. It's
uncompetitive.
Winsopedia's got it 9-3. So how could the Ohio State one be wrong? That's weird. Okay.
Anyway. Maybe that means at Ohio State, but I don't know if Washington's ever beaten Ohio State. Anyway, who knows?
It doesn't matter.
It may be a misprint. Might have been a leftover from something else.
You know what it was?
Didn't change the number.
It was. I can tell you what happened. Uh-oh. It was current Washington athletic director Pat Chun, hearkening back to his days in the athletic office, and he went back in and fixed the. That's what happened. I'm telling you.
Oh, I got
Pride
you.
Of Strongsville. Yeah.
I've got him on the Tim May Show. My Tim May Show featuring Clay Hall. It's on there right now. You can check it out at fanstreamsports.com.
We've had him on here too. The Pride of Strongsville, there, ladies and gentlemen, the athletic director at Washington. How was the interview? What did he give you any insight?
Oh, he's excellent. Well, we just talk about the history, you know, whatever we talked about, what's coming, you know, why Washington fits, even though it's a long way away.
Yeah.
And it's a long way out here. And then basically kind of what's, coming down the road in terms of maybe major college football and Big Ten and stuff. And, you know, let's all face it. The Big Ten's finally got to get the 20 teams. You got to figure one way or the other, but you've got to figure out a way, like he and I talked about, you still got to figure out a way to have some continuity from year to year on who you play. You know, like the SEC, you know, keeping two or three of the rivalries going. I think the Big Ten has tried to do that too, obviously, but there's got to be something going from a continuity standpoint of like guaranteeing Washington plays Oregon and USC every year, things like that, just to keep people having some type of historical reference.
All right, so Tim, let me just ask you, I want to get to the game here in a second, but what two schools are you adding to get to 20?
Oh, I've said for a couple years now, since they went to 18, I thought Notre Dame and North Carolina would be in the Big Ten by the time the dust settles.
But Notre Dame makes sense.
And thank God those wildfires in Canada keep throwing dust up into the air, so I haven't been called yet.
give me a third team, though.
Didn't it?
Give me a third team. I didn't see this.
It was good.
Yeah.
A third team.
Let's just say Notre Dame keeps saying that we don't want to be a part of the Big Ten. Although they are in hockey.
There was one point when
let's not forget they're in the Big Ten in hockey. Let's not forget
there
that.
There was one point. Oh no, they're in all kinds of conferences except football.
Well, no, I'm just saying. Yeah, but the hockey's in the Big Ten. Notre Dame hockey.
Almost all the rest of their sports are in the ACC.
Right.
So, you know,
right.
Go figure.
Yeah.
But this idea they're going in conference, they're just talking about football. And why that has to be the one tradition that carries through in college football, despite everything else getting blown up, is beyond me. Absolutely beyond me. But I don't know. You know, there's been talk about possibly Virginia fitting, but I think North Carolina would be the bigger get there. North Carolina might end up being, in my opinion, down the road, a bidding war between the SEC and the Big Ten. That's what I think.
All right, let's look,
me, man.
All right, let's look into the game itself. Of course, Ohio State coming off of a bye last week. What do you think they're doing to help contain and stop Washington and the ability that they have to score a whole bunch of points? I know Coleman, the running back, has been outstanding for them. Do you have any fear whatsoever of a Buckeye defense maybe having a little bit of a lapse going up against these weapons, or is this just same old, same old?
Well, what makes Washington tough is Demond Williams, their quarterback, who basically is the size of Kyler Murray, and he's extremely quick, fast when he runs. He's also, as anybody can watch his highlights or watch his games like I did them play Washington State, he's a very good passer. So that is job one. Tomorrow for Ohio State is figuring out a way to contain him. I remember when we were asking Caleb Downs about him. I think it was me asking him about him earlier this week, and he used this term, which I like the term. He said, you know, you've got to find a way to cage him with your front four. Cage him meaning he doesn't just leak out into a quick seam into the middle of the field or something. You've got to cage him, and if he does get away, and I'm paraphrasing this, he didn't say all this, but you want him to escape backside, not front side. And so the main thing is don't let him knock off. He's going to make some plays, but don't let him make 15 of them with his feet. And then on top of that, you still got to cover those guys. So this is a more interesting test to me against Ohio State's defense than even Texas was, because Texas just couldn't get the buggy off the trailer, man, you know, until the fourth quarter. And then it was too late. But this will be an interesting test. But Ohio State, I keep reminding people, Ohio State's very talented, man. Very – I don't know why I'm saying man after every point. I guess I'm just trying to make a point. I'm sounding more like Jimbo Fisher. But Ohio State's extremely talented and on the defensive side of the ball, but they've got to also be disciplined. And a little bit, maybe more another term, patient tomorrow while also trying to force the action. So it's a very interesting tourniquet they've got.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen and Anthony Lima. Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show. Your way and on your time.
Turn.
Is this the kind of game that defines Julian Sain a little bit more than some of the teams that we've seen? I mean, Texas was Texas, and that, but it's still first game of the season. But what are we looking at when we talk about Julian Sain now and the growth pattern?
Number one, Texas has got a better defense than Washington. I don't want to go off on that hyperbole.
Okay.
Number one. Number two, they like to play man deep. They like them to play man coverage. And, you know, Jeremiah Smith is when I was asking him about that earlier this week, also, he was made available. You know, he looks forward to any type of man coverage where, in fact, you know, as I like to say, a lot of people run what I call a lean-to defense when it comes to Jeremiah Smith. They may not blatantly be double-teaming him, but they lean to him with a safety and stuff. But, if he and Carnell Tate play their game, there should be some opportunities tomorrow for some big plays in the passing game, which brings it back to the launcher, which is just saying. I'm just saying.
Go ahead, Dan. You ask him. I can't even ask him. Go
ahead. I mean, if you're playing at lean two, which I like that term. I might steal that from you, Tim. I'll give you credit. Don't worry. If you're playing that style, does this mean that Tate will be wide open quite often?
Wait a minute, first time caller.
Yes, sir.
I used this on the same radio channel last year.
Yes.
Yeah. I started using the lean two defense when it came to Jeremiah Smith. But go ahead, first time caller.
No. Long time listener. Don't forget, long time listener.
Ding.
Long time hoster.
Oh, yes.
Anyway, is this a big Tate game in your mind then? Is this where you look to Carnell Tate and go, all right, buddy, let's hop on your back and let's roll?
Oh, I think it could be for either one of them. Because, you know, when you play man coverage, man, and run, like I said, that lean-to deal with your safety, there will be opportunities. And the opportunities may come more in the intermediate area of the field than deep, you know, like bombs away or short. You know, you're definitely going to try to get guys in motion, like with Jeremiah Smith, bring him across the formation, see what all flips over on the other side of the ball before and after the snap, things like that. So I would think Jeremiah Smith would touch the ball six to eight times tomorrow, minimum from the line of scrimmage. And he might even get some carries like he had, you know, against the Wolves of Ohio U with the end around. So they've got to use him in these kind of situations, because the main thing is this is a tough place to play. It's loud as heck. Notice I backed off there because this is a PG program.
Right.
It's loud as heck and a great setting, but you can't let the host team plus the crowd get on you. Now you've got problems. So I would see Ohio State. There's two ways to quiet a crowd. You guys know this. Either a long, sustained drive that just puts them in agony, or just a big-time play or two. I know those are dichotomies almost, but they're, I don't even know what dichotomy means, but it sounds cool. I know they clash with each other, but the bottom line is there are two ways to really quiet a big home crowd, and they're expecting a ridiculous crowd tomorrow.
I 30 seconds less than ready.
Beth Page Black.
Oh,
which did the Americans no good. Go ahead.
Bo Jackson plus or minus 100 yards.
Oh, I think he's got a shot.
Okay.
So finals. I'm going to go with the positive. I'm going to go with the plus.
Oh, I like it. And then final score.
I like Ohio State something like 41-21, something like that.
41-21. Tim May, thank you. Appreciate you. You're a good man.
It's always a pleasure being on with you fellas. You know that.
Of course. We love having you on. You're the man.
USA. USA.
God, can we fly across the country and hit a 10-footer? Holy mackerel.
Oh my goodness,
please,
man!
Please,
Patrick
please.
Kenley, I thought they were going to blow that last one. I was looking on a Sirius XM. I go, you got to be kidding me! This is home soil. This is home soil.
Good gravy.
All right, Tim, I'm going to get in trouble. Hey, enjoy, go get some sleep, man. And go have a steak at the Metropolitan on charge it to any of your old employers. Goodbye. Talk to you later.
You got it, brother.
Bye.
See you, man.
All right.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.